Okay, this is Peter from Hackerspace Brussels with the coming hour of radio on Signal, hackerspaces.org. With some views and past activities here from Belgium and Brussels. How we do things, why we do things. Stuff coming up. And of course some very nice Creative Commons music. And that's why Peter over here made a selection of very nice tunes. Okay, Peter, so you gathered some nice tracks of Creative Commons music and want to share a bit of your knowledge on CC music.
Yeah, so we are luckily bound to Creative Commons music, and that's why I thought showing some aspects of Creative Commons music which you can find there but not in commercial music, and that might be the remixing. Because there are artists out there which say, well, you can not only download my stuff, you can take the tracks and remix it, make another song and release it. So this is what's happening. I have some examples prepared, and I will show you first the original artist and then a remix of another song, so you don't have to listen to the same song twice. We're gonna start with Entertainment for the Brain Dead. It's a girl from Cologne, I think, and she's doing some really nice do-it-yourself guitar things. She sings, have background vocals and all that stuff, and guitar, of course, sometimes other instruments like banjos. And we gonna hear a track from the very nice album Hydrophobia. It's called What You Get. So this will be the unremixed version. And then you will hear a remix of Run, another song from the same album, which is remixed by the Skaffuter Mischwerk. And it really changes the kind of music. It's more trip-hop, electro kind of thing. Really makes something very nice out of it.
Told you from the start, Did you really think that everything would be just fine? Was it conscious denial, or are you really that blind? Hope you choke on your desires, hope you choke on your despair, on your self-inflicted misery. I really don't care, 'cause I told you from the start.
living in Belgium.
Quite some spaces in Belgium popped up the last months. Brussels exists as a steady meeting place now since a year and a half after the first kickoff meetup at 25C3. At the core of this space were a handful of people from Ghent and Brussels, which joined up in Berlin. Once Brussels was running nicely, the peeps from Ghent set up their own space called 0x20 or White Space, with the first organizational meeting taking place in December last year and the opening last March. They are going great and having a member count that almost equals the one of Brussels 25-30. Antwerp, with the great name Void Horizons, started a bit after that with first meetings in January and a great opening event last August. In Charleroi there's a group of people gathering around the idea of setting up their own space over there.
And specifically on Brussels, what's happening?
A big topic now is the search of a bigger space. We got a nice space now in the north of Brussels, about 80 square meters, but it's growing a bit too small, for sure, because there's no atelier for the heavier work, and no separate rooms to store junk. JUNK being our abbreviation for just unallocated, we're not ready to throw this out because some people in the space grew an emotional affection to things laying around. We are exploring several paths for the moment, from squatting a space in the neighborhood, getting some closer ties with the local city government to get our hands on a space just next doors, to the crazy idea of buying a space of our own, ideas which are gathered and researched on our wiki. We don't have a strict deadline, but it would be great to get the ball rolling and moving next spring.
And smaller scale projects.
A nice one is the Wandering Star, our hacker space on the move. The idea for this one came after visiting last year's CCC conference, where the Dragons Everywhere was launched. Hacker spaces all over the world were invited to set up VPN links to the local network and join into the event. We took this concept and built our own computer in a suitcase, basically a VPN client with a big hard disk attached to it. It travels with whoever goes to visit a conference. Once wired up to the network at the conference, it phones home and build a VPN tunnel to our space, where we are eagerly waiting to leech the local network and fill up our hard disk. Further, there's the ScanBot, a prototype book scanner we're building. Aim is to build a book scanner from materials you can buy in your local builder shop and household electronics like a vacuum cleaner, etc. The project was in its early stages now, but I think it can grow in a very nice and fruitful collaboration between participants. We put quite some effort in organizing workshops, which are great in meeting new people who had no clue about what the hacker space is about, but are interested in the technology presented during the workshop. This pulls quite a lot of new members to the space and is great to organize. The last workshop we organized was the Linux kernel hacking, where one of our members gave a great introduction on how the Linux kernel is built up and how to go about writing your own kernel modules, which was really great as a first excursion into kernel Disneyland. DN42 is another great project. This darknet is a collaborative VPN network among spaces, which is a great learning platform for BGP and routing in general.
Okay, Peter, on the next two songs you selected, what have you got?
Yeah, I've got Brad Sachs. It's a very good artist making some kind of pop rock music. I think there are two records you can download. Really worth trying it. There's one song called Dirtbag. And then I listened to Try It Once, and I really recognized that voice, which was not the Try It singer, but something else. And then I recognized, wait, this is a guy from Brad Sachs.
put it up here in this hackerspace from time to time, and it's really catchy, very nice music. I really enjoy it. So it can't miss on the Hackerspace Signal Radio.
Self and
beautiful song Mesmerized by Triad. Next piece is Oscillophone by Final Man. Per@darkbits.org, who made a great chiptune where not only you can listen to it, but
you also told me to keep my scope at hand.
A scope should never be too far off in a hackerspace, so well emit a little sound piece which you can look at with your scope. Just connect the two audio channels, left and right stereo, to the two channels of your scope and put it in XY mode.
Undust your scope, this is it. Have a look for it online, search for Oscillophone. You'll find it on YouTube, and there's a lossless encoded FLAC file. Now, I couldn't help it, but I went for a synthesis interview, which is a bit boring to listen to. Let me tell you, the only way to get rid of these is to send in your own emissions. Send in your own stuff. Show what you're doing with your space, and then I guess it will be less boring and a lot better.
A little update on the wireless battle. Mesh is also in place. 2 weekends ago, Zubab organized the intermediate edition of the Battle Mesh, an event that aims at bringing together people from across Europe to test the performance of different mesh routing protocols for wireless ad hoc networks.
If you do it, what's the wireless battle mesh about?
We're testing different open source mesh routing protocols against each other. There's several protocols which are aiming at the same or almost the same goals: to build protocols and tools which aim to emerge a distributed resilient network where nodes relay routing information to their neighboring nodes.
When and where have you been organizing these events?
The first battle, the mesh, was a year ago in Paris at the TMP lab, organized by Nico and Masood, where we set up a network with 90 nodes and tested 3 different mesh protocols: OLSR, Batman, and Babel. The second edition was in Brussels. During this event, we set up some configuration tools to ease the configuring of OpenWRT. We developed the node configuration scripts, which allow you to automatically set up and configure tens of nodes. And last summer, we met in Rome at the border of the Bracciano Lake, where the routing protocols were put to another test. Development teams of the different protocols but test were there to compete and stress the network and log data for debugging and follow up. The next big meetup is following summer, probably near Barcelona, hosted by the people involved in the GIFI network over there.
How are other hackerspaces involved in this?
People involved for the moment are hackers from the Paris, Rome, Barcelona, Berlin, Ghent, and Brussels. It would be great to see people from other spaces popping in. It's a great way to share infrastructure and build on tools which matter in real life. Wireless mesh community networks are deployed all over the world on locations where access to telecommunications infrastructure is monopolized, restricted, or plainly destroyed. There are great projects all over the world in Rome, Barcelona, Berlin, but also on remote locations like Afghanistan or Iceland. If you are a mesh networking enthusiast, community networking activist, or have an interest in mesh networks, you might want to check this out. Have a look at http://battlemesh.org for more info and upcoming editions.
Sean Wright is some incredible artist. He started a project some years ago of releasing one album a month and tried to do that for 12 months. But after he succeeded putting out a new album every month, he continued. And he's doing that for 40 months now or something like this. So there are a lot of albums by Sean Wright and they are worth listening. And while those albums are really solid, he did some remixing, but he did it the other way around, where the two remixes before just took the vocals and made new music behind those vocals. Sean Wright does it the other way. He takes the music part and takes some non-vocal instrumental part and completely does new vocals, new text, and also changes the structure of the song, brings the chorus where the stanza was and the stanza on the bridge or something, so it's complete different song, it's complete different meaning, but the same music. And we will hear now this Billy Ray Circles of Life, which is one of his finest songs, I think. He also did some very interesting work with the music of Josh Woodward.
Take on the stuck in the circus of life.
Some credits for this radio emission. Software used was Order 2, which is a great software for editing your radio tracks and sounds and cutting and pasting those up to a nice emission. And voice synthesis with the festival, with the CMU voices, Arctic voices. So the selection of music was by Peter, which is Prototype X29A on Freenode. And myself, I'm Peter, PTR _ here. We hang out on the HSBXL channel and occasionally on the Hackerspace Signal channel. Natural born procrastinators as we are, we'll need your feedback to motivate us or kick our lazy ass. Of course. To conclude in style, we'll play Monument by Shearer, a German group, which was so kind to give us a CD, which of course we'll play. Send us more CDs, we want more Creative Commons CDs here, and we'll put them on.
Till it's down, my mind is gone building my monument, my monument, 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 monument, my monument.
The greatest editor of all.
Ed is the toe-bath to nirvana.
Ed will not corrupt your precious bodily fluids.
Ed is the editor.
Forget VI.
Forget Emacs.
Go ahead.
We get signal. Main screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about hackerspaces. This here little radio program about hackerspaces.
So, that was the first episode of Void Point. If all's well, we've got Peter here as well. Are you there?
Hey, GMC.
Hey, this is GMC indeed. So, Peter, what happened there? We still have 20 minutes left.
Oh. yeah. At full time in the show, I'm a naturally born procrastinator and just started last night piecing everything together. And basically, I thought I had for 1 hour of material, but it didn't feel like in the end.
Didn't work out, but I still loved it though. Are we going to see another episode, or hear another episode actually?
Well, yeah, I didn't have make plans yet, but it was a really nice thing to do. From some nice software to get them pasted all together, and had good fun doing it. So, what I would call for other hacker spaces to, if they want to send some snippets of what's happening at their space and to fill and to cut and paste it all together, I would certainly stand up for it. To make a radio show on Hackerspace Brussels, yeah, we could be.
I hope so. Well, it's not easy, is it, making a show? I mean, this was sort of a pilot to see how much work it would be, I think you you told me. Was it more work than you expected, or?
Yeah, because I piled it all up. I think it was like 10 hours, 8 hours work.
Oh, wow.
From beginning to end. Mm. So
I'm glad we always do it live, so that's... We're just done when it's done, and everything that we messed up, we messed up, but we don't care. So, actually, there were some songs that that didn't make it into the program, I think, because Prototype, I forget it, X29A.
X29A.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's been selecting all the music, right?
Yeah. He has a good view on what's happening in CC music, and... Also in the space, he puts up a lot of very nice tracks. And now, Pitley, he moved to Germany, but he's coming back.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Well, I talked to him also a bit, and he wants to help improve the random DJ that we have on Signal, so that it makes a bit more sense, because it is completely, truly random now. Yeah, don't mind me. I'm crazily piecing everything together because I just got the recording from Estera for the next show, which I'm transcoding and hopefully will be done in time. Meanwhile, I'm trying to get the extra music that you sent me on the DJ laptop. So maybe if you can talk a bit more about HSP Excel,
okay.
Because yeah, you've got some pretty nifty rules about the
some
space.
Nice things to say about how we run and is our the internal rules of engagement people have. We had a nice general meeting last year, and out of this meeting came some very powerful sayings. I can just run over them and then see if they reverberate in other spaces or.
We shamelessly copied them in Rev Space. So,
okay.
Yeah.
We accept patches. So that's in real life as with code. Everything's dynamic. You don't complain about change. Just make the change. The second one is the yes you can. It's not to look too much to the group. If you want to do something, use the infrastructure. It's there and go for it, as long as it's not damaging the whole undertaking. And the third one is the 28 days later, because in Brussels, we like to gather a lot of junk.
Are you still there, Peter? Oh dear, it seems we have lost the connection. Well, that's the risk with Skype. Let's see if we can actually start in a song. That's failing as well. So we'll try something else. Well, that's live radio, as I said. Especially when it all comes in late. Let's see if we get some music. That was From Your Lips by Josh Woodward and Sean Wright. Another suggestion from Prototype X29A. If all is well, we have Peter Beck on the line. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm there.
Well, you were with Yes You Can.
Okay. So basically, you do as you feel like, you make it possible. You make it possible. Not, don't expect any too much of the group, just yes, you can. Then there is the 28 days later, because we tend to pile up quite a lot of unallocated resources, stuff which other people call junk. But sometimes, of course, it gets in the way. Then we start, people, basically, everybody can tag it with a post-it, put a date on it, of last use, or the date you found it where it shouldn't be. And 28 days later, after the tagging, we have a discussion on it, what should be done with this. It's mainly for the bigger pieces, like if there are satellite dishes around, or somebody drags in a Heim orgel, or a tape cabinet, or whatever. Basically, it's our way to get rid of these things and get it to the scrapyard, or to get it to harvest the components, or whatever. Another one, a very nice one, is talking is silver, silence is gold, and getting off your lazy butt and doing is rare earth. Rare earth as the components, the rare earth metals, which are basically used in our nice computing machinery. And of course, the don't panic gets you everywhere. It also gets you around in our space. Those are like the call it patterns or whatever. There's also more like another view on the ship and its crew members. There's no passengers. It's only crew members. We are explorers, not pilots. When you lose a ship, you clean your spot, which doesn't always work, but you try to. The drinks in the fridge, which help us stay afloat. Mainly the main revenue from space is from drinks. Or Club Mate, of course, and some beers. Also the girl and the girl, or the girl mopping the deck, deserving more respect than the non-existing captain. That's also a nice one. So those are basically the rules we keep up here.
So that's just one issue. How do you even enforce these rules? You know, you can't. That's what I've been wondering. We adopted those rules and we tried to get people to abide by them. But especially the cleaning up thing is a bit tricky.
For us, we have a legal association here in Brussels, and there you have like the rules of the house, and basically we accepted those in the last General Assembly as the rules of the house. So every member should keep to them. Otherwise, you could be kicked out of the.
Okay.
But of course, it's general. It's very general, and I must say, it's sometimes difficult to abide to them.
I don't really like the kicking out part, but well, sometimes you have to be stern, I guess. Hey, Peter, it's been nice talking to you. In the background, we already hear the music because these last 20 minutes flew by really quickly. I'll be seeing you, I guess, next week, right? At Brookcon.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, we will even be
conference.
Yeah, we will even be broadcasting live from HSBXL. So to give an update on Brookcon, and we will even be broadcasting live from Brookcon as well. So
cool.
Looking forward to
see you next week.
Hey, thanks for the show. I enjoyed it, and see you next week. Bye bye.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Laterne gehen am alten Heim vorbei. Till hat Angst vor Omas feuchten Pussys. Kurz darauf hört man nur noch Seniorengeschrei. Lässt die Rentner kreischen ein paar Tussys. Wer könnte so etwas tun? Wer wäre so gemein? Das wäre
Kompromisse wohl Terroristen sein.
Terroristen
zur Vergeltung marschiert man bald in Schurkenstaaten ein. Kommt sie weg und hat sie kurz und klein. Wo steckt dieses Schwein? Steht Till mit der Laterne dabei, während wir ihm übers Köpfchen streichen. Das Atomkraftwerk brennt und die Laterne lacht, auch im Stadtwald lodern längst die Flammen. Und die Menschen retten sich aufs weite Meer. Till kommt her, in der Not hält man zusammen. Unser Boot ist ganz aus Holz. Oh.
*611 for assistance.
We get signal. Main screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about hackerspace.